are listening to CJ.
Welcome back to another episode of The Comma. I'm your host, the white boy with sauce, bro, and you're here listening to the newest episode of The Comma, bro. Tonight is a very, very, very special night. You guys might not see this right now, but I am actually in a full-on dinosaur outfit. Mateo, why are you in a dinosaur outfit? What are you, stupid? No, bro. I am here wearing a dinosaur outfit because I have an internet sensation here with us in the studio alongside the whole band that is with him tonight. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but lately there has been a certain dinosaur in a metro, in various metros per se, dressing up and having a good time listening to music, listening to great music per se, and just having a good time. Tonight he is with us right here in the studio. You guys are listening right now. He's here. I'm shaking right now. This is how excited I am. But before we interview them, right, we have three new songs, right? The first one is the highly anticipated newest single from Mulan, bro. Y'all already know Mulan is like basically my Beyonce, bro. I've been waiting for this song for a minute, bro. This song is called Thank You for Your Time, bro. You guys are gonna hear it. You guys are gonna feel like better people after listening to this song, bro. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait for you guys to listen to it. Next, we have another song called Mama Pray For Me by Floric Kim, who just reached out to me recently. Shout out to him. I can't wait for you guys to listen to it. It's very different to what we have usually, but I'm sure you guys are going to love it anyway. Now, we also have one last new song from my boy Manifer, all the way from Toronto, with his newest song called Fluff with Eric Ryan, bro. I loved his song from last week. What was it? Lettuce? Yeah, Lettuce. Oh my god, bro. Y'all ain't ready for this new song, bro. Fluff is amazing. So, without further ado, guys, we're gonna start off with Thank You For Your Time by Mulan. Are you excited, bro? I'm excited. Tonight's gonna be the craziest episode we have ever had. Stay tuned, guys. This is Thank You For Your Time by Mulan 1690. Let's get it.
How can I find my way ke yevankul inonkumbwa ni flori keki wana ma odi flora dans l'ombre je travaille le succès me ténaille chaque pas me rapproche chaque victoire s'accroche oui je trace mon chemin par mon je laisse derrière moi et toutes ces lépailles le matin Mama, pray for me. Make a wish for me. Me no pay for na lenda. Malobi la be kombo nanga. Doucement, doucement. Lentement, mais sûrement. Mama, pray for me. Aya, yeah. Mama, pray for me. Make a wish for me. Mais non, paix, il faut la linda. Malobé la paix comme on a un gars. Doucement, doucement. Lentement, mais sûrement.
Yo, man, so I don't know. I'm trying to talk to my girl. She's like, fucking.
Honestly, bro, I don't even think she wants you, man. I don't even think.
Yo, come on. She be playing games and shit, bro.
Too much to say, but I keep my mouth shut. Put your clothes on, clothes out, keep me on the burner. Oh, I know my place, that's on the side. Yeah, yeah, we're together, but it don't feel right.
Shit, I'm bleeding. Gave my heart, now I'm your weakling. Oh, tell me what I'm feeding for. This your taste, I'm in disarray. Grab my shit up and out your place. So tender, love and blame, I can't find your way. Your love letter writer, now it's been a race. You want me for comfort, but you won't give me more. I might be losing it. Shawty said she new to it. Never had a man, but she know how to use her lips. Don't want that Cupid shit. Held onto her hand, but we losing grip. Type
sipping out of the blue. Out of the blue.
Yeah, out of the blue. I'll say shit. I guess I'm having it rough, but 2B's got the adamant buzz. Girl says to open up like the cabinet does, but more times I'll be wrapping it up. Not with a huzz, I should be wrapping it up. I'll double tap the pics, got me sending the love. You're overreaching, but not reaching now. Or am I reaching now? Damn, y'all are nothing but fluff.
Bro, I thought she was the one for you, man.
Bro, I thought so too. I thought, okay, yo, take in. I just seen her last week. Damn. I took her out on a date. There was flowers, went to the beach, everything. Damn. Was beautiful, bro. And then I seen on her phone, she was talking to another man.
Whole other dude? Brother, you're not the one with the two, fam.
No, wait, what do you think, Sonia?
She was never yours, bro.
No!
You might be right to assume falls on you.
Welcome back, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed those songs as much as I did, bro. Because you know what, bro? It was just banger after banger after banger. But without further ado, guys, tonight our special guest has been making crazy moves all over the internet. I'm sure you guys have seen them on the For You page, bro. I'm talking about Zocalo, bro. How are we feeling tonight, man? How y'all feeling?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes,
we are super happy to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Of course, but we are super happy to have you, man. This has been a long time coming. Thank you guys so much for pulling up. And without further ado, guys, let's just get right into it, bro. So tell us, who is Zocalo? Tell the viewers a little bit about yourself.
It's a complicated question.
Complicated question.
But the answer is easy. Zocalo is a band.
Mm-hmm.
And we make songs, different kind of songs. And Zocalo is Deiko, Carlos, Roberto, and Dino.
Dino, yes, sir.
And I think that everyone here in Montreal loves Dino because he's super special. That's the way that he say hello.
Shout out to Dino, yeah. Bro. In the suit too, bro. It's hot as hell over here too. So kudos to him for really, really popping out, bro. I don't know how he's still alive in there.
And even for us, we can't believe that now, you know, a lot of people loves him. And when we are playing in the metro, comes a lot of people to see us, you know, and they say, hey, I love you. They give you hugs, they give you gift.
Really?
You know, they take photos and things like that. It's unbelievable because we start playing with Dino like 2 months ago in the metro, you know, because before we were playing but cumbia, you know, in the metro.
Mm-hmm.
But with Dino, it's everything is different. But I think the real reason is because he comes from another planet.
Maybe,
yeah,
bro.
Maybe
I heard a bunch of different theories of where dinosaurs come from, bro. Some people don't even think dinosaurs are real, but we here with them tonight.
Yeah.
I'm dressed up as one right now with Mika, bro. Shout out to Mika, who's over
here. He's so happy to see you.
Bro, I'm so happy
like
to see him, bro. It's awesome.
And he's so happy too because, today we release our first single, you know, with Zocalo, because we have 15 songs.
Yes, sir.
But this is the first. So we are happy for that.
Of course, bro. Yo, speaking of your new song that you just dropped today, you just released your first ever song called Don't Fuck It Again, bro. So what's that like, man? You just dropped your first ever song. How do you feel?
Honestly, I feel like a little kind of weird because I'm super happy. I'm super excited. But at the same time, I made this song like 1 year ago, you know, so I saw the song becoming in a new song from the demo, and now it's so beautiful, you know, especially to hear the voice of Daco and to realize that was a feeling that now become in a song. And it was so bad when I wrote that song, man. And yeah. I'm so happy. So life changed, and I'm so proud for that. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, for your first ever song to be released to be on the radio the same night, bro, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think it's a miracle. You know,
it's a miracle, bro, yeah. And it's a happy miracle because
especially
you know
in those times, because we are lucky, you know, because this is a crazy dark war.
It is,
and we are having the opportunity to share our songs with you guys. And
thank you for sharing our songs with us, bro. For real, this
thank
is
you, bro, for invite us.
Man, thank you, bro,
and especially Dino, because maybe when in the future the dinosaurs start coming to the earth and start killing people, he gonna save you.
Hey man, I hope he does, bro. For real, like the extinction was—it got me messed up, bro. For real, that really pissed me off, bro. I love Triceratops.
Thank you. And if you wanna take a place in his planet, you're invited, man.
Dude, honestly, bro, I'm so down. I'm super stoked to be on his planet, in your world. But let's talk about your world specifically. So, Don't Fuck It Again, your newest song, your debut song. What was the process behind that song? Like, what was the thought process behind it?
You want the truth?
Yes.
Okay. So, at the end of 2024, my heart was broken.
No!
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because something didn't work, you know? But I realized something, you know? And I had a big lesson from that. Is you can force some things, you know? When it's not gonna work, it's not gonna work, you know?
Exactly.
So Don't Fuck It Again, it's about that. It's okay. I understood that this relationship is not gonna work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I can change, you can change, but it's never gonna work, and you have to continue your life, you have to suffer, but next day or maybe next month you have to wake up and you have to continue, you know, because it's better, you know? It's about heal. I think it's about healing. You know, and to realize that something things they are not like you want. But you have to continue, you know, because life is so beautiful. And honestly, I'm proud of the bridge of the song, because I think that part, the lyrics, is what I really want to express, which is like, you don't have to change for her, or you don't have to change for him, you know?
Exactly. You just got to stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
And try to find a way to better yourself at the same time.
And you don't have to change your life, you know, just because you think that they're going to leave you. You know, because you has to be who really you are, you know? And those times, I think I was a little bit faking, you know? Because sometimes you put the mask when you start meeting somebody, you know? So after that, I learned, okay, I never gonna use the mask again. If it's never work with other person, I don't care. I just wanna be who I am.
Just be you 100%.
Yeah, 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 you know? And yeah. Now I'm so happy because even now, I'm so happy, you know, with my girl.
Shout out to her.
And yeah, and I can be who really I am, you know. And Dino too, you know.
Dino too.
Because he has a family. He has a big family, you know, with the little dinosaurs, yeah.
Little dinosaurs. Oh, yeah. Okay, damn. I didn't know he was moving like that. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
But yo, honestly, there's a phrase that my friend told me once. And this is some real stuff, bro. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is this phrase. If you try to force a fart, it's probably shit.
Yeah, that's very good.
Honestly,
that resumes everything.
For real, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's some real stuff, because you know what? You can't force anything in life. You can't force love. You can't force friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta let life play out. It's like the ocean, bro. It's just everything just happens for a reason. It's all part of the motions.
Exactly.
And everything happens for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all are here too on the show. So
but you know what I have to say? When I wrote that song that night, I knew that this is a beautiful song, you know, that expresses what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, without Daco, our singer, it could be the same, you know, because I think one of the best thing that I ever lived here in Canada, you know, especially in the place where I live now in the plateau, was to discover that my neighbor was a singer, you know.
She's your neighbor?
So she's my neighbor.
Damn.
She's our neighbor, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
What are the chances, bro? It's one miracle after the other,
you
know, bro.
And you wanna hear the story?
Yeah, let me hear
One day I was so bored in my home, you know, in the summer.
Yeah.
And I took an LSD and I say, okay, I'm gonna go to the park, you know, just to see the sky or the
trees. Just to see some crazy stuff.
Exactly. And when I went downstairs, I saw a blonde girl, you know, dressing like a star or something. And I was so high. And I asked her, excuse me, are you an artist? And she say, yes. Why? And I say to her, because I'm a songwriter, but I'm looking for a singer, you know, because I have a lot of songs, but I need a singer. And she told me, okay, show me the best. And I show her Blue Lovers, which is the songs that we're going to release next month. It's the second single.
Okay, but I can't wait.
And from that moment, we are, you know, playing together every week and creating new songs. And now we have 15 songs. And we want to start playing live a lot because now we are a band. And I'm so happy for that, you know, because sometimes when you start a project, you can see nothing, you know, because everything is empty. But little by little, you start filling the spaces. And now I can see to the past and say, I was so lucky, you know. But I think that was the explanation. I stopped using the mask, you know, because 100%. You have to be who you are, because finally life is so short, man. And if you're faking, you're going to lose the opportunity to be
exactly
who real you
are. You know what? Especially in the music industry, too, it's hard to be yourself. It's hard to stand out, be unique. But also, it's hard to fit in, too. So you got to find really like your own footing to see where you feel the most comfortable in. But also, it's important to also step outside your comfort zone, think outside the box at the same time. And honestly, with this song specifically, we had never heard anything like it so far. I think it's very, I think it's the best word to describe it, intuitive. I think it's very inspiring even. Yeah. I think it's something that we're going to hear more of in the future. I would love to keep playing this type of stuff on the radio too. I think it's awesome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
And, you know, honestly,
so much.
Without further ado, guys, we're going to play it right now. You guys are
wow, thank you.
A world premiere. You excited? You ready?
Yeah.
Let's get it, bro.
I'm a little bit shy.
A little bit shy, but don't worry, but is Dino shy? Hell no, he ain't shy.
Like you say, fuck off. I want to show the song, you know?
Yes, sir. Let's
and pay me my money because I gave you some money because... That's life. That's life, Dean. I'm so sorry.
Without further ado, guys, this is a worldwide premiere of Zocalo. Don't Fuck It Again. Exclusively on 1690 The Come Up. Let's get it.
I said to you how I'm feeling this morning. I said to you what a shame, I'm so sorry, 'cause every day I'm just waiting for something. But love, I heard that was my last chance to play. You talk too much. You say I am, but baby, you know my heart was broken and I wanna heal and try again. Just give me time. Don't stress my head and hear me. Just try to be an honest man and promise you won't fuck it again. Change your life for him.
don't have to sell your life to show them what you're not, because you think they're gonna leave you again. My babe, you talk too much, you say
dive.
And hear me, just try to be an honest man and promise you won't fuck it again.
Into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hey, it's Lisa Clara. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
From Halifax basements to Newfoundland kitchens, Atlantic Canada has always punched above its weight. Tune in every other Sunday at 8, Montreal time, for Eastern Promises, celebrating the exceptional music of the Maritimes and Newfoundland and Labrador. Join me, Donald Roberge, for new discoveries, music news and interviews, and to hear everything from traditional and Acadian sounds to indie, metal, hip-hop, and more. That's Eastern Promises, every other Sunday at 8, on CJLO 1690 AM and at CJLO.com.
'69, we back at it again. The come up that you guys just heard, a live first exclusive of "Don't Fuck It Again" by Zocalo, bro. I hope you guys loved it, cause we all personally loved it, bro. How are y'all feeling, bro? Dino, Zocalo, how y'all feeling?
Oh, it was amazing, man. Thank you for the opportunity, you know, to show this song to the people, because we really love to show our songs, especially Dino. Now he's super excited.
Of course, yeah, bro. Dino's always super happy, excited, bro. When it's always a good day when Dino is on his way, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Type shit. Now that's the new the quote.
Yeah,
of the day,
we miss a lot of Dago today, but she's working and she's in her heart.
Is she listening right now, or she's at work? We can always call her. We can always say what's up. No, honestly, man, it's really cool, man. What a beautiful song. We can't wait to play it again eventually.
Dino,
it's
would
awesome.
Like you to say something.
Yeah, man, you want to say something?
Dino, don't be shy.
He's a little shy.
Whoa.
Yo, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's very deep. Oh, okay, okay.
He's so happy. He's trying to say...
He's freestyling right now, bro.
Help me.
Help me.
Save me, please.
Do you know if I put on a rap beat, are you going to start freestyling?
He wants to say that tomorrow he's going to be playing in the metro again, Jean Talon.
Oh, for real, Jean Talon, what time?
From 1:30 to 3, I think, p.m.
1:30 to 3, okay, yo, so if y'all are in Jean Talon,
he's
going
to be there playing,
yo, come say hi, bro. Come say hi to Dino, come say hi to Zocalo, bro. It's going to be an amazing day, bro. Dino's there to show everyone a great
time. How did you discover Dino and Zocalo?
So I discovered y'all on my For You page on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were really popping off, so I was like, yo, this is amazing. And like, I saw you guys at Guy Concordia. Because I take the metro there all the time.
Because
that's where Concordia is, and I'm a student there, right? So I'm just there, I'm just like minding my own business, and like, I'm on the metro, and like, yo, there's this guy dressed up as the dinosaur on the metro. I was like, I was just there. What do you mean? And after, I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I missed it. And after, I see them again next week. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit. Wait, hang on. These guys also make music.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how cool would it be if I just had these guys on the show?
Yeah.
And guess what? I texted y'all, and you guys replied, and it was smooth sailing from there.
You know,
man,
that's cool. When we play in the metro, normally we do some tests about new songs.
Yeah.
You know, and we discovered that we have a song in French, you know, and
okay,
it's my first French song. And the name is Allez Amour. And Allez Amour, it's a hit in the street, man.
For real?
People dance the song always.
I can't wait to hear
and
it.
I saw, you know, a video in Instagram because a girl took a video of us, you know, and was like 500,000 views.
Damn.
And I was reading a lot of comments about people asking, what's the name of the song? You know, what's the name of the songs? And I answered to everyone, like, okay, we're going to release this song very soon. Yeah, because it's my song, you know, and it's Allez Amour, and it's my French song. And we are so excited, you know, because I don't know how to explain when you see people, when you think, you know, you see people dancing songs, but when you see people reacting to your band songs, it's something beautiful. I can describe that feeling, you know. I think for every artist is the same, you know.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like it's kind of like a surreal moment.
Yeah.
That like, yo, people actually like my music.
Yeah.
It's like something that like you can imagine happening, but you can't imagine the feeling of.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's so beautiful.
You said that was your first French song. What was the process like recording your first French song? Was it more hard or was it more easy?
Yeah, it was like a kind of challenge, a joke, because now my girlfriend, her name is Zoe. Hello, Zoe.
Shout out to
I
Zoe.
I love you so much. And she's from Quebec, you know, she speaks French. And of course, I was learning French, you know, but it's not my first language, you know. But he knew I was writing songs in English and in Spanish. And one day I say, you know, I'm going to show her that I'm able to write a song in French, you know.
Mm.
So, like always, one day I woke up, I took the guitar, and I start, you know, writing the song. And I finished a first demo. And in November of the past year, I received two very good musicians from my country because they came to Canada to compose with me the music for my first film, you know,
yeah,
who I'm going to finish this year. And one day I told to the guys, hey, you know, I have a French song. Do you want to try something? And we made it. And it's so beautiful now to hear the song, you know. And I'm so excited to show that song. I think it's going to be the third single. So after the next one, which is Blue Lover, is going to be this song. And I'm so excited because, you know, I know that forever I'm going to have an accent. And Dino too, because we are immigrants, you know. And especially when you arrive to this country, you have to speak English, but at the same time, you have to speak French.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's so complicated to speak other two languages. But when you embrace the language and you try to discover the culture about this language, I discovered a lot of very good singers and bands in French. Especially here in Canada, for example, there is a guy from Pont-au-Trembles, and his name is Richard Seguin, I think.
Shout out to him.
Man, I love him.
Yeah.
I love his music, you know? And I was inspired for all that kind of, you know, songs when I made this song. And I'm so happy because now even my French is not so good. I can say I wrote this song in French, and I sing the song in French, so it's interesting, you know, because I think when you are immigrant, this is a way to say thank you so much to the Quebec to receive me, you know?
100%.
So it's my point of view, and especially it's a letter of love to my girlfriend, you know? Because it's her language, and for sure I want to speak the language very well, you know?
You did it for her, man.
Yeah,
honestly,
exactly.
That's beautiful, bro. Love makes us do amazing things.
Yeah,
bro.
And Dino loves that song.
Dino
but
loves that song.
He hated a little bit too much, you know, because when we're playing with the DJ the song, I always came back to a part of the song which is so dancing, that part, and he hated, and he said always to me, "Can you cut this part because he jumped too much?" But he loved it.
He would just be like,
Dino, you want to say something?
You
want to
say something, Dino? What do you think about the song? That's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Yo, you always got way with words, bro, for real.
I think it's important, you know, and like Zocalo, you know, we have songs in four languages, in Spanish, English, French, and Latin, too.
Dude, so y'all got every language, bro.
Yeah, because we have a song named Fin du Monde, and we sing in English, French, Spanish, and Latin in that song.
That's amazing.
It's a cool song, too.
That's honestly beautiful. I can't wait to hear. Dude, you guys got so many, like, amazing, interesting songs, bro. Like, you guys got to drop these.
Yeah, now, so if somebody is listening to us, we need help, you know, to try to book some shows because we are ready to start playing, you know. We have 15 songs.
Yeah.
But we're going to start playing like 5 or 7 and we are ready, you know, because we want to go to the real world, you know, to show the songs because sometimes it's beautiful to write songs every day, to make something, but you're in your room or in the studio, you know, but the street teaches you that when you share your art, life could change because imagine this, I will never think in this moment, you know, I will never imagine this moment. It was thanks to Dino and to the people we start meeting you, meeting the girls here, even our friend Felipe, you know,
shout
we meet him in the street,
in
you know, so that's amazing. The miracle of music, you know, because in a crazy world full of shit and war, music say, hey, maybe we can stop a little bit and we can just enjoy the life, you know, because we have a space for everyone in this beautiful planet, you know.
100%, bro. I feel like even this city specifically is very special. Like,
for sure.
We got, like, some... It's like such a... I always say this. Montreal is such, like, a melting pot of not just different cultures, but also different genres of music.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful, bro. You can have 4, 5, 7 different languages, bro, on a song. And it can sound amazing. You know, but I feel like in a lot of other places, like, it would be hard to, like, understand that, except for, like, Montreal. Montreal, it's like, you know, you have so much diversity that it's almost impossible to, like, categorize yourself in one box.
Yeah.
And I think it's such a, like, a beautiful thing, especially when it comes to music, too.
Yeah.
But you also brought up the fact that you're making a film / documentary. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's going to be my first feature film, you know, and the name is going to be The Dark Side of Democracy. And it's about a murder that happened in my country, Chile, in 2019, because I don't know if people know, but in 2019, we had a kind of civilian revolution in the streets, you know.
Okay.
So the ex-president, Sebastián Piñera, he declares the war against us and he start killing people. So one day he killed one of my neighbors and I took my camera and I start following the case. And I'm a lawyer too in my country, so I study law, you know. So I was one of the lawyers of the case. So I spent 4 years with the family.
Damn.
And I want to finish the film this year, you know, because it's a lot of work, but I need to finish it this year. And it's a special movie for me and for my brother, for us, because we spend a lot of time doing that. And because I think in those times it's going to be important, because I think sometimes we can remember that even in democracy, some people, they are killed for police or militaries, you know. And especially when you are poor, nobody cares, you know. But for me, I was caring about this because he was from my city, you know, so. And I knew and I know how he's being born, you know, in a poor place. So I'm excited, you know, but it's a tough story, but it's a documentary, you know, but I'm trying, like a director, I'm trying to tell this story from the perspective of the parents. So it's like not full of interview. You're gonna see the parents living their life and fighting with the Chilean state at the same time. And of course, in some little scenes, I'm a character because I was one of the lawyers. But that changed my life forever, you know, because before that, I really believe in justice. And now I can say justice doesn't exist when you don't have money, you know, even if you have a good lawyer team, you know, because when you fight, especially Latin America, against the state, if you're not finished killed, it's you're gonna finish, you know,
I just got goosebumps, bro. Yeah. That is hard as hell, dude.
That is crazy, you know?
Oh my God.
And you know what's the most crazy thing? And I hate this, you know? I hate this shit. Is we lost a lot of people in the street, you know? A lot of people lost their eyes, you know? A lot of women, they were raped by police. And we have like 11,000 denounced of crimes against the human rights, you know, in my country in 2019. And after 7 years, nobody cares. And now we have again, you know, an extreme right side government that he wants to, you know, forgive everything. And he's trying now, you know, to present some law project, you know, to liberate these motherfuckers that they are in the jail, you know. So it's crazy. For that reason, I think memory is super important as an artist, more than a lawyer, as an artist. We have the mission to keep that and communicate that, because maybe now, I don't know, I don't care if nobody loves this movie, but I know it could be important in 100 years or 500 years. That's the beautiful thing about art, because all the motherfuckers that we are living in the earth, we're going to pass away. And that's so beautiful, you know, because we don't going to exist anymore. You know, that's a gift.
100%.
But your work could live maybe forever or maybe not, you know. And I think one of the missions that we have as an artist is to create memory, especially when some people are being killed. Just to say, hey, you know, we are tired of living in the shit, you know. We have money as country, and we can have a better distribution, you know. So my movie is going to be about that case, you know. The guy, his name was Manuel Rebolledo, and he was run over by a military truck.
Damn.
Very near of his home, you know. And the killer, his name is Leonardo Medina, he's free. And his lieutenant and reducot too, you know. So they are living the life like nothing changed. And his mother, Luisa, the mother of Manuel, and his father, Manuel, they are destroyed, you know. And even they didn't receive compensation from the government. We are waiting like 7 years the compensation. And now we are waiting for the answer of the international court that maybe it's going to take 10 years or 12 years, you know.
Oh my God.
So it's fucked up, and my movie is going to be about that. But it's not going to be a depressed movie, because you're going to see these parents fighting, you know. Even when they know they're going to lose, they fight. And that's love, you know.
That is love.
That's love.
Like, it's less about loss, but more about strength.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's really,
yeah, it's inspired. And like I told you, that changed my life, because before I was always complaining about everything. And when I knew that the son of my main character was killed like that, I say, I don't have nothing to be complaining. I'm so lucky, you know, in my family everyone is alive. And nobody killed my brother, you know, with a military truck, you know, because that is insane, you know. It's so crazy. So it's a movie about love, but at the same time, I'm going to show without, you know, like, without a mask, who are the responsibles about this, you know, and I'm going to tell it, like,
present justice.
Yeah, exactly, you
honestly
know.
And how, yeah. Is it okay if I ask you how old was
this? Yeah, he was 23.
Oh,
and he left a young, you know, a daughter of 1 year. And now Paula, she's like 8 years old, you know.
Oh, God bless.
And I think until 3 years ago, she was believing that her father was alive, you know. So it's crazy, you know. And you're going to have the opportunity to see this in my humble film, you know. We made it with nothing, you know. We spent all our money to do this, but like in French say, valió la pena,
it was worth it.
Yeah,
it was worth it.
Yeah, exactly, you know, because you are in the right side, you know.
You know what, it's good, like, as much as, like, it doesn't matter how much money you spend,
because mm-hmm.
you know what, as long as, like, you know, you did the right thing,
yeah,
you can sleep better at night.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And
you know,
honestly, I just think it's very interesting how, like, how multi-talented you guys are, bro.
Yeah,
writers, directors,
yeah,
film directors, bro.
Yeah,
musicians, artists, you guys are all like a jack of trades, bro. Yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, but I think, you know, everyone is capable to do things like that when you don't use the mask, because I study law, you know, because I had to do it, you know, because I was born poor, you know, it was the only, you know, opportunity that I have to, you know, have a better situation. But I was always an artist, you know, I was born with a guitar, but I never tried, honestly, I never tried. I discovered I was capable to write songs when I was 24. Before I never tried, you know, and one day one of my friends told me, hey, Roberto, why you don't try to write songs? And I made a lot, you know. And now I'm happy because with my band, we have 15 songs here, and I discovered I can write songs in different language at the same times, you know. So that's beautiful when you have the opportunity to do different things. And in Latin America, it's like that. We have to do everything because we don't have money to do things. So it's a good invitation when you have a lot of creativity, you know. And I love that. And at the same time, I feel lucky to be here in Canada, in Montreal, because like you, there are a lot of people who are artists or they love art and they respect the art. And I really think this is the first time in my life where I'm living in a place where people really respect artists, you know.
Honestly, yeah.
And I love that of Canada and Quebec. I love that, man.
You know what? It's such a beautiful place to just respect just different cultures, different perspectives, per se, and like just different like viewpoints. I think it's just such a, once again, it's a melting pot of different cultures, right? Mm-hmm. And like it's just such a beautiful place in general. Like, you know, like everyone, most people, like, you know, people are accepted. People, obviously, is it perfect? No, 100% not. There's still a lot of things to be worked on. But as far as like culture wise, it's just, and for, to appreciate art in general, it's just such a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's just such a,
it's, and at the same time, I don't know if I have the time, but to invite to everyone to create, you know, because 100%. Sometimes we think that we are not able or capable to create, but everyone can create something. Maybe if you try, you can discover you are a good musician, or maybe you are a poet, or maybe you are a writer, or a director, or director of photography, or an actor,
or a dinosaur,
or a dinosaur, yeah. You know, or an alien being, whatever, you know. But you have to try, you know, because life is short, you know. And it's important to remember that life is short and you have to enjoy it and do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly,
you know?
Bro. You live once, bro. Take that risk, bro. Yeah, jump in the deep end.
Exactly, yeah.
Honestly, it's,
and in the worst case, you can come back, you know. So
exactly.
Yeah, but if you never jump, you're going to spend all your life thinking why I didn't do it, you know.
Honestly, it's you know what's crazy about that? We actually have this thing on the show called the quote of the day.
Okay.
Now, quote of the day is something I try to do on every single episode where the artist and the guest would say their most, basically the quote of the day, you can either say the most inspirational thing, the craziest thing, stupidest thing, whatever you want.
Mm.
And I feel like this would be an amazing point of the show to ask you, Zocalo, dinosaur, and wait, oh my god, I'm having a blank.
Felipe! Our manager.
Yeah, the manager. What is the quote of the day?
Create, because you're gonna die. Don't forget that. Create, because you're gonna die. And your art is gonna live forever.
That's honestly,
it's like that Kendrick quote, like the earth is nothing, your earth is only a rock without art.
Exactly, yeah. Do you want to say that in a moment?
The
earth, we had an amazing analogy. It was, the earth is a what?
It's like that one Kendrick quote where it's like the earth is just a rock without art.
That's what's up. Honestly, it's, we all are just on a rock, but it's the people who are on the rock that make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Felipe, do you have a quote?
Look, pretty much the same sentiment. Time is finite, life is finite. Don't live with regrets.
Don't live with regrets. All right, I like that.
That's
like
our manager, guys.
That's our manager. And yeah. Dino, what is the quote of the day for you?
You want to translate that, Felipe?
He wants his money right now.
So, I got you, don't worry.
Dino, why, man?
I got you, Dino, don't worry.
He loves capitalism. He loves money, man.
That shit, bro. We all love money, bro.
Yeah, me too, but you have to pretend, you know?
Yeah,
it's
bro,
important.
You gotta be nonchalant about it. Like, yo, for real. The money comes when the money shows up. So, we have all these upcoming songs. We have all these amazing projects in the works. Mm-hmm. What else is in the works for Zocalo, Dinosaur, and Felipe?
Now, today we release our first single. Mm-hmm. Next month is going to be Blue Lovers.
Okay.
After is going to be Allez Amour. And after, maybe we're going to release a little EP, you know?
Ooh.
With some songs. We have 15 songs, you know, and we would like to show these songs, you know. But now we are trying to find places to start playing live, you know, because we love technology, we respect that. I spend a lot of time hearing and discovering music, you know. But the connection with people live is the most beautiful thing, you know, for a musician. So we are looking for places to start playing, you know, because we are ready now to play. So Zocalo this year, our goal is play and release singles and a P and an album, you know?
I feel you.
Is what we want, you know?
You know what, though? I think I might know a spot where y'all might be able to perform. It's a place called Beaubien, Brasserie Beaubien.
Amazing, brother. We're going to be there. Dude, just let me know. Do you have the chance?
That's where I did my first ever event for the show. Yo, you know what? It's a good place. It's like a speakeasy, sort of.
Okay.
It's not that it's hidden, but like it's a nice spot. There's a stage. There's equipment that you can put like for like live music, and the people there are amazing. I'm not even sponsored, by the way, by Beaubien.
But thank you so much. Today we are not talking with the mask, you know. We are talking from the heart. So it's amazing if you can talk good about a place or something, you know, because
I did two events there. Honestly, great place, great people.
We have to share, you know. We have to share, acknowledge songs and whatever, you know.
It's sharing is caring.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the quote of the day,
exactly.
Too. Don't be picky. Don't be greedy either.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you are hearing us, we are Zocalo. We have 15 songs. You're gonna love our songs. Our singer, it's amazing. We have a dinosaur, so it's crazy. And please give us the chance, and we're gonna do our best because we are ready now. You know, after 1 year doing rehearsals and creating the songs, we are ready to start playing, you know, to start rocking in this beautiful city and beautiful region and beautiful country and planet and universe and galaxy and whatever
exactly,
you want.
Exactly, bro.
You know?
The world isn't ready for what's about to happen, bro. This is going to be the craziest rollout ever, bro. Dude, so I can't wait. It's going to be so special. It's going to be so amazing.
And thank you so much, guys, for the invitation. Bro, we are really
thank you for coming
grateful.
On the show, bro. This is amazing.
Grateful. You know, this is the first radio.
Yeah.
That we... What, Dino? What do you want?
What
we're happy.
Say,
he's happy, you know,
he's
because
happy.
He'll love it. And especially for your costume, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, bro, I just wear it.
That's a beautiful detail, you know?
Bro, you know what? It's always fun dressing up for the show. It's always I dressed up as a Teletubby once. That was for Halloween. And the guests didn't even show up in costume, too. That really bumped me out. But you know what, bro? I love putting in that extra work because I love doing this sort of stuff. It's passion. And
yeah, congratulations, brother, because
you,
this space is so lovely and it's so warm. And you know,
it is very warm in here.
I'm talking with somebody who loves what he do, you know?
Yeah.
And that's amazing, you know, because I really love what I do, and Dino too, and Felipe too. So we are happy, you know, because, you know, like Nietzsche said, one of the most important things, you know, for a human being is to be with the people you love and to do whatever you want to do, you know. For me, it's the goal, you know. If you are doing what you want and you are living with the people you love, you have everything, you know.
It's amazing what you can do with just passion.
Yeah.
I feel like it's amazing that you can just live off of being happy. Even though it's hard. It is very hard. Like, especially financially, like,
for sure.
It's hard to live off a dream. Yeah. But you know what? Eventually, it'll pay off. It might not pay off the way you expect it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's reality.
And you're never going to know what is going to happen if you
don't
try it.
Take the risk,
know?
Man.
Take the risk, you know?
I love that.
Go to the casino, lose your money. No, it's
exactly,
a joke.
Bro. Gambling.
It's a joke.
We're here to promote it. I'm joking. But without further ado, guys, we are unfortunately almost out of time. But you know what? Dino loves to do that. Dino, if I put on a beat right now, would you freestyle? I got you, bro. The last 2 seconds of the radio, bro. Dino's gonna freestyle. Let's get it. We gonna put on.
Come on, Dino.
Hold up. We gotta put a beat. Ooh, you got this beat, Dino. Okay.
Ale, Dino.
Hey, yo, 69 the come up. Ooh. Yeah.
Ale, Dino.
Yeah.
Esa es la radio más linda del mundo, yo voy a cantar. Junto a mi amigo Dino y Felipe, nosotros vamos a bailar. Nunca he pensado que todo podría cambiar, pero ha sido así. Esa es la voz que tal vez yo quería encontrar, pero nunca fue así.
Yo, we all getting hype, bro. This is lit. 69 the come up. That was White Boy Wasaz, Zocalo, and Dino, bro.
Woo!
You guys were another amazing episode. Can't
Thank
wait to
you
see
so
you
much.
Guys
we
next.
We are so happy.
We are Thank all you. Happy, bro. Shout out to everyone who pulled up, bro. See y'all next week for another amazing episode. Let's get it.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC 430.
This is Love the Genius, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
What is this? Where am I, man?
Electric Messiah, Thursdays, 8 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, Jesus and Satan's favorite metal show. Electric Messiah.